Ladies and gentlemen, this is
Satire,
bringing you another program of
persistent and evil bacteria.
So, let's begin.
You start by getting that spell book before those foolish witches destroy the world.
I will do just that.
And have fun.
With just about as much anticipation as
Johnny Mathis.
Listen to a song repeatedly, you're going to be nothing but trouble.
Now let's look at some of the places and some of the ways you might run into trouble.
Take school, for example.
All teenagers are drunken dope addicts or glue sniffers.
All the people in this room are heroin users.
Young people are...
A kid with a knife, a pillhead with a gun, or two ex-cons with nothing to lose.
That's what makes people interesting.
These young people are doing something.
Vicious crime of violence, murder, forcible rape, or assault to kill.
Remember to do it once and try it, and I think you'll stick with it.
Fine. Only I'd like to try it all alone now.
For temporary relief of minor pain and stiffness, try
new formula 409 bathroom cleaner.
Guarantees fewer pimples in just 5 days.
Light, golden, delicious flavor that makes everything taste its Sunday best.
My husband says he switched brands a long time ago.
He's learned his personal hygiene lessons all right.
Because his head reached almost to the top of the house.
Immediately, a lot of people will become very much interested in you and your baby. Of course, your husband may get a little excited.
Who's Bob Ruff?
You're in for a blow. Your mouth gets special attention. It's no exaggeration to say not a hair is left unturned.
He's licked before he starts.
It's easy to get into. Just drop down on either knee as long as you're well balanced.
And your lips are parted slightly.
Start with a hand closed and open as you blow.
You swallow the whole thing?
There's no set or definite way to get into it as to body angle, legs, or...
Tender, thick meat beauties.
Like these in our throats.
And assuming the kneeling position, with the trunk bent slightly forward in a crouch.
Hold the cock through your head.
Slightly extended and centered between the knees at about a 45 degree angle from the body.
Fast action here can be the difference.
Being on the tip of the tongue.
Every bit of his finger licking good.
Hard as a rock.
With practice and remembering to use a tight, firm, two-handed grip, you'll soon be able to throw your shots right where you want them.
Now I just open my mouth.
Up and down and up and down.
And up and down.
In your mouth.
Learn every movement so it can be done smoothly and promptly without having to think about it.
No jabs too hard, Bunny. Use your head.
When in the prone position, additional time should be spent practicing the two-handed grip.
Doing this in the privacy of your own room
will help you develop the coordination of hands and mind, which is so important in all work.
While working in your area, always be sure to work neatly.
Uh-oh, here it comes.
He's got a mouthful.
Moist and mouth-watering.
Bone!
When your instructor is satisfied with your proficiency in the basic prone position, he may allow you to practice more spectacular maneuvers.
Anything found spilled on the floor should immediately be marked as hazardous and quickly cleaned up.
Now let's watch these men as they practice.
Regular
man-to-man
training conferences are held for employees in the more up-to-date garages. The manager, shop foreman, or some other expert discusses how to service them properly.
Pornographic.
Movies and slide films are sometimes shown in the local shop. Don't fail to take advantage of these courses to help you prepare yourself for the better jobs. Every job must be done right.
With it, you can hold up your pants and enemy aircraft production at the same time.
To learn more, call the CDC at
800-13,045-4.5-1584.
Operators are standing by.
Let's hear what the operators are saying.
Well, you motherfucker cocksucker, why don't you come over and talk to me person to person?
You'll feel the same way when you visit
Chinese whorehouses.
Do you mind if I talk to you about
the harder drugs, such as morphine and heroin?
I like that, all right.
Take it before going to bed.
Why don't you come along with me?
Because I live with Satan.
Speak up.
I said Satan.
But what about wet days?
The average worker thinks of himself as being chained to a desk with mountains of work around him that never gets done.
I remember beating his dead body with a 2x4.
Who kills policemen?
I know who's to blame for this
evil and havoc.
Johnny Mathis.
I'd enlisted the cooperation of a race of little men with metal heads.
George Washington and Abe Lincoln.
But they didn't find Jesus.
You'd
think he was a bear.
Regrettably, only force will make him leave. Bring this crisis to a peaceful end.
Is this the end of our civilization?
This is the end of the line.
I am hoping for a speedy end to this horrifying experience to which I have been subjected.
I'll miss you.
I will not.
Me neither.
Fuck you all.